Gold prices have touched an all-time high in India, crossing the 60,000 per gram milestone for the first time. Gold prices were also at an 11-month high in the US. Now, be it the recent financial turmoil in the US, a weak dollar, or risk aversion among investors, these are just a few reasons why prices of the yellow metal have been hitting the roof. So to understand the reasons and factors behind the surge and also the impact of the price surge, we have Manisha Gupta, Group Commodities Editor at CNBC TV 18, to answer all our queries. Welcome, Manisha. Thank you for joining us at Money Control.
Thank you, Aruchi, so much for having me.
So now gold is at an all-time high in India. Where is it headed? What support levels are we looking at?
So Arush, you know, interestingly, the important thing to note is that India, while is the largest, or let's say the second largest consumer of gold, China, by the way, is the first one. But even then, India is a price taker and not a price maker. So we do tend to follow on what's happening in the international markets. So as of now, we are looking at a risk aversion of sorts. There has been a lot of sell-off in the global equity markets. The US dollar index has come off its highs. We also are looking at recession concerns going forward. And the US Fed rate hike, and markets are, you know, pricing in lesser and lesser of that as we move ahead from here, also is going to be positive for gold. Add to that the fact that the US Fed and various other central banks have now started a coordinated approach. They have increased liquidity of dollar into the international markets. So that also will add to supporting gold. So from where we are right now at around $2,000 per ounce of a high is what we've seen. 2078 actually is an all-time high for gold.
Right.
And we are not too far away from that, with the markets anticipating that we will be making new all-time highs in dollar terms in this year as well. For the Indian markets, we already have done 60,000 rupees, with the expectation that by Diwali, you will be at 62 to 63,000 on the higher side.
So will gold cross the 70,000 mark anytime soon?
I think that is something that everybody is hoping for. If it doesn't happen this year, then maybe next couple of years, with the kind of inflation that we are working with and the hope that 2023, 24 and 25, the next 2 to 3 years are going to be bullish for gold. So within this time, well, 70,000 isn't really out of it.
But when you talk about inflation, tell us, how does an investor approach when gold is at an all-time high? Should we invest at the current price? Should we wait for prices to fall? Or should we just hold the gold we have?
I think, you know, if you want to buy gold right now, a lot of people would be slightly jittery, because we've never seen 60,000 rupees.
Right. It's the first time.
Yeah. And every time you see a new high in a commodity or an equity, you want to stop for some time. You want to let it settle and you want to digest those levels, and then you want to start buying. So at 60,000 rupees, are there a lot of buyers in India right now? They are not. You know, actually, a lot of people are coming into the markets to sell gold that they have been holding for such a long time,
right,
because they think this is a good time to cash it out. So are too many people buying? No, they are not. But if gold consolidates at 60,000 for some more time, you will see these buyers come back into the market. If you have bought gold earlier, let's say at 40 or 50,000 rupees, because these are exactly the levels that we saw in 2022. So in a matter of 1 year, we've seen gold prices really gain up a lot. You know, 6 to 7 months ago, we were trading at 48,000 rupees. We're trading at 60,000 right now.
Right.
So there are people who would be attracted to perhaps take that profit. Maybe you shouldn't. If you don't need the money, do not sell it. So if you are holding it, hold it for a longer time. It will give you further profits there. If you want to buy it in a SIP, in a very disciplined manner. Keep investing some money in case of gold with whatever budget you have. And that would really be the best thing to do.
So when you say we should buy it, tell us, what are the best ways to buy gold? You know what, people buy it in forms of gold bars, jewelry, sovereign gold bonds, as you said. So what should we look at there?
So if you are somebody who likes to wear your gold and invest too, then I think jewelry is the best thing to do that. But remember, in jewelry, you lose out on making charges. But as I said, every investor has a different mindset,
right,
and a risk appetite as well. If you're buying gold for a longer term, let's say 8 years, that is exactly where sovereign gold bond comes into picture. You can hold it for 8 years. You also have an option to redeem it in 5 years as well. So if you have that as a minimum goal of your investment, that is the best thing to do. And it also comes with additional interest rates. It also comes with the fact that you don't have to pay your taxes. So I think that really is the best way to do it. As far as coins and bars go, well, India has a very old love affair with that, because whether it's a wedding or, you know, a childbirth or even an engagement for that matter, or gifting, people do want to give that physical coin or bar. Here, making charges are lesser, so this is a better thing to do. So, as I said, depending on how you want to buy, and then there are ETFs, digital gold, e-golds as well, which millennials find very attractive. So, so many ways to buy it.
So, do you mean we should continue buying, right?
Oh, absolutely. Look at the kind of returns it has given. When you look at last 5 years, Arushi, starting right from 2018 or 19, I think 2021 was the only year that gold prices declined, and declined by just about 4%. Every year has given you a double-digit percentage return in Kensa Gold.
Okay, so for how long should one hold gold for better returns when you say that? So is there any specific period or should we just keep on holding our gold?
I think until the time you need money, you should continue to hold gold. I'm sure, you know, we would all agree with this, that when our parents bought gold, they perhaps bought it at 4,000 to 10,000 rupees per 10 grams.
What times?
Yeah. And it's trading at 60,000 right now. So if we kept buying gold at all intervals, I mean, this is the only thing perhaps you could have bought and still made money on. That's the kind of return that gold prices have given.
So this might lead us to the gold versus equity debate. But moving on, how much of your portfolio should be gold? Is there a particular percentage or Is some share that we look at when we say that, you know, we must include gold in our portfolio?
So, you know, there's never ever a perfect portfolio because too many people tend to put too much money in equities and very less in other asset classes. So do you have enough of gold, commodities, currency, real estate in your portfolio? Not too many people would have that.
Right.
But when it comes to gold, 5 to 10 to 15 and 20% is something also which a lot of financial advisors have recommended putting in case of gold. And if you actually did that in the last year, you would be sitting on such a huge profit right now. Because when you look at 2023 till time as well, equities are trading in the negative while the gold prices are up by more than 10%. So that really tells you that that is at the least you can do with your portfolio. Have a balanced one at least, and have definitely have, if not other commodities, gold for sure in your portfolio.
So we know that gold is usually supported by safe haven buying. But we also want to understand from you, what are the other factors that impact gold prices and what have been the factors that have been leading to the recent surge in gold prices?
So safe haven is the first one, really, because every time something goes wrong, as it always would, something would go, you know, wrong at some point in time. So whether it's about geographics, whether it is about the interest rates moving, whether it is about policies which are impacting equity classes or other assets, you will see gold prices gain up in that scenario. And look at 2023, there still is a war going on. The interest rates are rising. There is a recession concern as well. We have seen currencies move all over the place. There is a sell-off in the equity market.
Too much happening.
I mean, I could go on. Yes. Yes. So gold is that safe haven buying, as you said. So we have seen an impact of all of these things coming in for gold. And then the dollar index is yet another part of it that impacts gold as well. Markets are looking at monetary policies from the various central banks.
Yes.
So all of this continues to support gold. And going forward, I mean, this is not going to end in a jiffy, right? I mean, it might take this year and the next as well. So gold is going to be in favor for some time.
But when you talk about interest rates, all of us are anticipating what the US Federal Reserve's next move will be. Do you expect gold prices to remain volatile?
Oh, that is the given, because, you know, in last 15 to 20 days itself, we've seen gold prices trade in a range of $200.
Right.
We've seen a gain of $200. And when you speak to the experts in the markets, they tell you that $100 of a high or $100 of a decline from here is something that is so given. We've seen gold move $40 to $50 in a matter of days, couple of days for that matter. So yes, it's going to be very volatile. But if you are invested, and if you're invested in it for a longer term, in a disciplined way, where you keep putting some money aside on a monthly basis, I think that really should be a strategy.
Well, this was some really helpful and insightful information. Thank you so much, Manisha, for joining us.
You're most welcome. Thank you for having me.
This is Arushi Jain signing off.